1450 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym here tonight as we get set for the boys game between Adams Central and Loup City. Adams Central coming in a record of 10 wins, no losses on the season. The Patriots are out of the gates in a hurry here for the 2012-2013 season. AC just got done competing in the Great Northeast Nebraska Shootout during the holidays. Patriots won the championship up there, picking up three wins over three very good basketball teams. They beat Battle Creek in the opener 71-27. Then he beat Hardington Cedar Catholic by a score of 58-45. And in the championship game, they beat Wayne, get this, a score of 28-24. So Adams Central 10-0 in the season. Before the Christmas break, they had wins over Holdridge, Aurora, Centura, Wood River, Sandy Creek, Ord, and Gibbon. No real superstar on this basketball team for AC. In fact, their leading scorer is Matt Brown. He is averaging 10 points per ball game. Blake Overmiller is averaging 9.4, and Jake Fowler is averaging 8 points per contest. Tyler Kierkegaard, 7.5. Those are your leading scorers for Adams Central, and they have compiled a record of 10 wins and no losses on the season. Patriots are scoring at a clip of 53.4 points per ball game. They're giving up just 33.5 on the defensive end. AC has done it with their defense while allowing only 33 points per ball game. They're allowing their opposition to shoot only 31% from the floor, 25% from three-point territory. Patriots getting the job done on the boards, too. They're out-rebounding their opposition 35-28. The Patriots hitting 42% of their field goals this year, 30% from three-point territory, 55% from the free throw line. The opponents tonight, the Red Raiders out of Loup City, they come in with a record of 7 wins and 3 losses on the season. Their losses so far have been to Gibbon, 42-38. They also lost to Kennesaw, a team that is still undefeated. They lost to the Blue Devils by a score of 57-34. They lost to Ravenna in the championship ball game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Lost to the Blue Jays by a score of 43-31. Again, Loup City is a Class D1 opponent here, but a member of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Actually, the Loup Platte Conference Loup City is a member of. They started out this season with a couple of D2 opponents in beating Anselma Myrna 60-31, and they beat Pleasanton 39-16. They've got another win over a Class D1 school in Angeli Litchfield at 55-31. They have beaten Alba North Loup Scotia, another D1 school, at 63-29. They have a win over St. Paul, a Class C1 team, 63-47. They also have a win over another Class D1 opponent in Palmer, 63-52. They beat Centura, a Class C1 opponent, in the opening round of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament this year by a score of 24-22. Loup City, they got some athletes on this team. We've seen these guys the last couple of years for the Red Raiders in our dealings with Adams Central. Their leading scorer coming into this ball game is Brady Rasmussen. He is averaging 12.7 points per ball game. Riley Lamprecht is averaging 10.7. Those are the two leading scorers for Loup City. It's a team that's averaging 47 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up just 36.9 on the defensive end. They have done it with defense, too. They're allowing their opposition to shoot only 36% from the field and 25% from three-point territory. Loup City out-rebounding the opposition 32-27. That's the way the ball game shapes up here tonight between 10-0 Adams Central and 7-3 Loup City. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and chat with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster as our high school basketball coverage continues on 1230 KHIS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
We're back at the Patriots gym as we get sent for the boys game here tonight between Adams Central and Loup City. The Patriots still undefeated on the season at 10-0. As I spent a couple of minutes with Zach Foster, the head coach, and the record 10-0, obviously things are going extremely well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, so far a lot of things have went our way, but it's not, you know, I guess how I look at it is we have great senior leadership, and our kids have been waiting for this year, and then they're just taking advantage of the moment right now. You know, up at Wayne, we had a great holiday tournament, one of the toughest tournaments, I think, in the state, where the top four teams were all rated in the top five of C1 and C2. And, you know, we did a lot of good things, and we had a lot of adversity, you know, character-building moments up there. In the Hardington game, we were down 15-5, and the Wayne game, we were down, like, 10-2 to start the game, and our kids responded. And that's the thing that really, to me, separates our kids from some of the teams we're playing right now, is just the mental toughness. There's the resolve about these guys. It's really fun to be around.
It's a good experience seeing some teams from another part of a state, and who knows, some teams that you could see later on in the season. So just a good overall experience there.
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience, and that's why we wanted to get into it. We know it's a long trip, but we knew that the competition was going to be amazing up there, and seeing basketball teams that we don't usually see, that was one of the draws of going up there. And obviously, I mean, there's a lot to be determined throughout the rest of the year, but we'd like to get to Lincoln, and there's three or four of those teams, I think all four of the teams possibly in the top part of the bracket there could end up in Lincoln, so it was a great experience.
I got to ask you, a championship game, 28-24 against Wayne, what happened there?
Everybody thinks that we stalled or that Wayne stalled, and nobody stalled. Everybody tried to go, tried to play. The defense was good from both teams. We were down, like I said, about 10-2 in the first, and we came back, and then Jake hit a half-court shot at the end of the first quarter, and we went on a 13-0 run, and that was basically the ball game. When you think about 28 points is all we had, and we had a 13-0 run. So we were up 24-13 at the half and feeling pretty good about ourselves, and we got good shots in the second half, and we kept defending, but we scored one basket and two free throws the whole second half. So I don't think I've ever seen a game that was quite like that.
You found a way to win some other way besides outscore people, huh?
Well, and that's the thing that's different about this team versus the last couple teams we've had here. It's just defensively, you know, we're going to win and lose based on our defense. And like Coach Rath and I were talking about last night at his house, that, you know, offensively, some nights the ball doesn't go in. But defense should be a non-negotiable. Defense should always be there. And that's the thing we like about this team is that, you know, some nights the ball's not going to go in for us, but we should still be in the games because of our defense. And so we feel really good about that.
Your defense giving up only 33 points per game. What's been the key there?
Well, number one, we're pretty athletic. I mean, you know, Jake is about as good as you're going to get for a point guard. You know, I think Class B on down, maybe even from Class A point guards, he could be in the top group, but especially B on down, I think he's probably as good as it gets physically. The two point guards he went against in a tournament from Hardington Cedar Catholic and Wayne are All-State kids, and he held the one kid to two free throws for the last three quarters. And the kid from Wayne is unbelievable. The Barry kid had 1 point on Jake. He had 22 against Boone and one on Jake. And they have another All-Stater that has averaging 17 a game and had five on Blake. And so it starts up top. We have two tremendous guards in Jake and Blake. They can really guard the ball, and they're really versatile. And then you look at the rest of our guys. They're all 6'3 and long, and so we can switch a lot of screens. And the kids just get it. They really – we looked at the Huskerland prep report and that we have nobody in the top 50 in C1 in scoring. And the kids love it. I mean, the kids just love that we're a defensive-first team, and that's how we're going to win games.
I was going to say, up and down the lineup, your highest score averages only 10 points per ball game, but there's a ton of kids that have seen action and have gone to point averages out there.
Right, and we just think, again, that our strength is our versatility. If it's defensively, offensively, it's a versatility. You know, we have all eight guys that we kind of have in our rotation have at least hit 1-3 in a game this year. And like you said, we got four guys between 8 and 10 points, basically. And so, you know, for a team trying to game plan us, I mean, there's certain things you can do, but if you take one guy away, I think we have other guys that can do it.
Here it is, early January. They're making things look easy for you. Is there anything that this team has to improve on to continue the season?
Oh, there's a great deal we got to improve on. I mean, I know any coach would say that, but we have a ton of stuff we got to get better at. You know, offensively, we're doing a lot better job taking care of the ball. I still think we got to get better at running. We want to be a running team. and there's times where our running game is not where it should be right now. We're going to get the ball out and push. Rebounding-wise, we're doing a pretty good job right now. You know, there's a lot of things we're doing well, obviously, to get to 10-0, but to beat the teams we're going to have to beat, you know, to get to the state tournament, to win a conference tournament, I mean, we got to get better. And this weekend is really important. We got two conference games. Then you look at next week. Next week is gigantic with Northwest being one of the best teams we're going to play all year and Donovan being a very, very good team as well.
It's Loup City here tonight. They come in respectable at 7 wins and 3 losses, and this is a team that always seems to play Adams Central tough.
Yeah, we talk about motivation a lot this week, and, you know, watching the bowl games and watching Louisville destroy Florida the other night. The Louisville game was a national championship game for Louisville. That was a big deal to them. It was bigger to them than it was to Florida, and you could see what happened, you know. And so we talked about when people play Adams Central in our conference, especially some of the smaller schools, it's a big deal to those guys. And so we got to make sure, number one, the biggest goal tonight is that this game means as much to us as it does to Loup City.
Talk about Loup City. What do you expect out of them?
Oh, they're extremely disciplined. Coach Henry's done a great job. I mean, I've seen him for 13 years, and he's always done a tremendous job. They're going to be real disciplined in what they do. Defensively, they're going to be very, very good. They'll play a sagging man in a matchup zone and really try to get us to give up perimeter shots, keep us on the outside. You know, offensively, they got a couple great athletes. And the Rasmussen kid and both Lambricks have started since they were freshmen. The Lambrick kid is a state champion in the triple jump. So this is one of the best teams. This is one of the best teams Paul's had in the last 4 or 5 years. So we're expecting a great challenge.
Just getting out to a good lead in this ball game and erasing any doubt that they can play with you guys is the key tonight.
I think it's always huge. I mean, and you could say we're the favorite, but it's not like they're a bad team. They got 7 wins, and all 3 of their losses have been against very good teams. And so I think definitely when you're playing somebody, that first 5-6 minutes is going to be gigantic.
All right, Glick.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Loup City tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball teams will be on the road this Saturday as they journey to Yankton, South Dakota to take on Mount Barney. The Bronco women will be looking to improve their 9-9 record, while the men will be looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Dort this week. Women's game gets underway at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 on KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym in between games here tonight between Adams Central and Loup City. The Patriot girls won the first game, if you're just joining us. 56-15 was the outcome of the first one. Adams Central led all the way in this one. It was not a contest. Patriots led 16-4 after the first quarter, 28-9 at halftime, 43-11 after three quarters, and 56-15. The final score, the Patriots win it as Loup City gets outscored in the second half, 28-6. Adams Central now 4-7 on the season. They're going to play at St. Paul tomorrow night. Jackie Fowler leading the way in that girls' game with 16 points tonight. Emily Boniface had 13 points. Paige Seastock had 9 points. Only 4 girls scored for Loup City tonight, led by Alexa Gock as she scores 7 points. So Loup City will fall to 3 wins, 8 losses on the season. The Red Raiders, they have a matchup next week at Shelton on January the 8th. Like we said, Adams Central will have a date tomorrow as they go back-to-back nights. They'll play at St. Paul tomorrow, but the Patriots have now won four out of their last seven ball games. And Adams Central wins it tonight on the girls' side of things by a score of 56-15. This is the only doubleheader tonight or action involving any of the Hastings High Schools tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia's girls and boys basketball teams played last night. The St. Cecilia boys losing to Gretton in the ball game we had here on 1230 KHAS, 50-41. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls last night losing their first ball game of the season as they dropped one to Fillmore Central last night. So the Hawkettes now 8-1 on the season. St. Cecilia going to be playing at Lincoln Christian tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Hastings High boys and girls are going to have a matchup tomorrow with Lexington at the Tiger Gym. So this is the only action involving the Hastings schools here tonight as Adams Central gets set to take on the Red Raiders out of Loup City. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Loup City Red Raiders, they're going to go with Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen is a 5'10" junior. He is averaging 12.7 points and 2.8 rebounds per ballgame. Also, Austin Bogart, a 5'9" senior. He is averaging 5.2 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Cole Lambrecht is a 6'1" senior. He's averaging 7.5 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. Also, Riley Lambrecht, a 6'3" senior. He's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. And Matt Jarzinka is a 6'3" junior. Jarzinka is averaging 4 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. The Lambrecht boys, they've been starting since they've been a freshman up there at Loup City, so they've been around a long time, and they'll get a start as seniors here tonight in this ball game against Adams Central. So Rasmussen, Bohart, Lambrecht, and Jarzinka in the starting lineup here tonight for head coach Paul Henry and the 7-3 Loup City Red Raiders. Adams Central tonight will go with Jake Fowler, a 5'10" and senior. He's averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Also, Tyler Kierkegaard, a 6'3" senior, averaging 7.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Blake Overmiller, a 6'3" senior. Overmiller averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman, 6'3" and a senior, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. And Matt Brown, a 6'3" senior. Brown is averaging 10 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. The Patriots coached by Zach Foster. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Now the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Central basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Patriots looking to extend their season-opening winning streak to 11 games here tonight. Patriots will come out in their home-standing white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. The Red Raiders going to be in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. Adams Central and Loup City, boys high school basketball. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our left. Matt Brown will tip things off for AC into the center circle against Riley Lambrecht of Loup City. Ball is in the air, and Loup City controls the opening tip. Austin Bohart with the ball now as he moves it across the 10-second line for the first time here tonight. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Riley Lambrecht. Loop City going to be patient here against the Adams Central man-to-man defense. Lambrack has got the ball on the far side, looking to penetrate. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's up and in. Lambrack down the right side of the lane. An off-balance shot goes right through the hole as he bounces one in there. Off of the glass, 2-0 is the score. Loop City grabs the early lead here over AC. Red Raiders will drop back into a man-to-man defense. There's Brown inside. His shot is up there and in. Matt Brown scoring right in front of the basket for AC. To answer that shot by Lambrack on the other end. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected as AC was applying pressure here in backcourt. It goes out of bounds. There's going to be a turnover on Loop City. Adams Central pressuring in backcourt. The Patriots force 18 turnovers per ball game. They use that defense to score a lot of their points, too. Making their defense do the work here. And Adams Central gets a turnover early in the ball game. 2-2 is the score. AC back the other way. Here's Brown in the lane. He puts up a shot and throws a hook shot down through the hole. So Matt Brown hits a couple of field goals. 4-2. Now the Patriots have the lead. AC applying pressure again here in backcourt. Brady Rasmussen with the ball to the far sideline. The Bohart brings it back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen into the offensive zone. Down in the corner to Lambrack. A shot good. Riley Lambrack nails a long two-point field goal there. A three-pointer, they're going to say. His foot was beyond the line, so 5-4 is the score. And now Adams Central turns the ball away. Trying to outrace the Loop City defense back the other way. So a turnover on Adams Central. 5-4 is the score. Loop City on a three-pointer and a two-pointer by Riley Lambrack. They've got the lead over the Patriots here tonight. There's Austin Bohart with the ball. Picked up outside there by Tyler Kierkegaard of Adams Central. Bohart nearly traveled with the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen being picked up by Kierkegaard. Here's a pass back outside. That's to Riley Lambrack with the ball. Lambrack bounce pass down on the baseline to Cole Lambrack. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler of AC. Fowler runs her back the other way for the Patriots. Hesitates. Drives it to the goal. His shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Fowler taking the ball out of the hole there. A personal foul is called on Cole Lambrack of Loop City. That's going to be his first team foul on the Red Raiders. So going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Fowler, a 66% foul shooter for Adams Central. And his shot is up there and in. Adams Central is a team hitting 55% of their foul shots so far this year, 42% from the field, 30% from three-point territory. We're tied up at 5 points apiece early in the ballgame. We're 2 minutes in. There's a second shot, and it's up there and in for Jake Fowler. Now the Patriots have the lead by the score of 6-5. So Loop City coming back now. Austin Bohart brings it into the forecourt, drives it into the paint. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. It's loose on a baseline. Now it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Bo Lambrack having a problem with the ball down there just to the right of the basket. He loses control of it out of bounds. That's two turnovers now in Loop City. Into the ball game now for Loop City will be Alex Spetanski. Spetanski averaging 1.2 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. 6-5, the Patriots have a one-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Fowler out to Kierkegaard, drives it down the right side of the lane. Retreats out there in the corner on the right side, throws up a three. The shot's going to be no good. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Spetanski. Spetanski for the Loop City Red Raiders gets it to a Jacobowski who's into the ball game now. Austin Jacobowski gets it around to a Riley Lambrecht. He brings it out into three-point territory. He hands it away to a Bohart out here. Bohart bounce pass to the right sideline. That's a Jacobowski. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles here, top of the key. Sends it over here to Bohart. Bohart inside the free throw circle. Off to Jacobowski, down in the corner. A three-pointer thrown up there by Lambrack. No good. Rebound comes down to Ackerman. Long pass ahead to Fowler. Drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Fowler scores, and the Patriots now have the lead by a score of 8-5 here in the first quarter. 5 minutes to go. Here's Cole Lambrack in backcourt, sends to the near sideline to a Jacobowski. Jacobowski now to Lambrack. Lambrack sends to the far sideline to Bohart. On the baseline, Spetanski. He drives, bounce pass, tipped away from Riley Lambrack, and the ball is brought out of there by Adams Central. Running back the other way is Overmiller. His one-hander in the lane is shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So the Adams Central defense has already forced three turnovers in this ballgame, and now Overmiller goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central after being fouled in the play. 4:39 to play in the first quarter, 8-5. Adams Central has got the lead. Overmiller to the free throw line, 51% foul shooter in the season. As Overmiller will have a couple of shots, his first one is no good. Personal foul went on Austin Jacobowski for Loop City. That's going to be his first. Matt Jarzynka comes into the ball game now. Cole Lambrack will come to the bench for head coach Paul Henry. 8-5, Patriots have a three-point lead. Here comes the next shot by Blake Overmiller. He sets, fires. His shot's going to be short. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brown has got it. He goes up. His shot no good. Brown has got the ball again. Has it ripped out of his hands and a foul called. So Matt Brown working hard there on the glass. He has it ripped out of his hands, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Riley Lambrecht of Loup City. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Red Raiders. Non-shooting situation. Adam Central will play things in. This is Derek Shuck into the ball game now. He comes outside to Fowler. His shot's going to be blocked down from three-point territory, but it's picked up by Shuck on the far side, lined out of Kierkegaard. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer, and scores. So a three-point field goal attempt was blocked there off of the hands of Fowler, but AC stays after it, and Kierkegaard gets the easy field goal. 10-5 is the score. Now Loup City wants to call a timeout. Red Raiders have fallen behind early. Adams Central in their first quarter. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the opening period here tonight at the Patriots Gym. Adams Central 10, Loup City 5.
Caring about customers first is a Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. And online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 10-5 is the score. Adams Central in the lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline and picked up by Spetansky. Back outside to Rasmussen. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Follow shot is up there and in. Austin Jacobowski scoring there for Loup City. It's a 10-7 ball game now. Patriots with a three-point lead. Adams Central back with the ball. Here's a Jake Fowler as he brings it back into the forecourt for AC. Fowler dribbling with it. Loup City is going to go to a zone defense here. Here's Mark Brown looking to penetrate. Throws it back outside to Shuck. His shot for three. Good. Derek Shuck knocks down a three ball, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 13-7. 3:25 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Austin Jacobowski with the ball for Loup City. Gets it to Brady Rasmussen, who's back into the ball game. Rasmussen dribbling with the ball as AC stays with a man-to-man defense. Jacobowski around his screen, losing in the lane. Bounce pass down low, tipped away. Scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Mark Brown gets the ball for the Patriots on the dribble back the other way to Derek Shuck, not a Fowler. Fowler will set things up for Adams Central with 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Tyler Kierkegaard now inside the free throw circle to Shuck. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Riley Lambrecht of Loup City. Lambrecht on the dribble back the other way, brings it back to the center of the floor. Jacobowski going to the hole there. He's fouled into play by Tyler Kierkegaard. Boy, it was a big mad dash out here to the 10-second line. It's like a big old soccer scrum. Finally, Jacobowski came out of there with the basketball, and he was fouled into play. Kierkegaard picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation here. Loup City will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So it's going to be Jarzynka inbounding the ball here for the Loup City Red Raiders as they come way out on top to Rasmussen. Brady Rasmussen dribbling outside the arc here as he works against Shuck. Drives it on the left side of the lane. Shot high off the glass. No good. Battle for the rebound. And again, we have a foul called here as a couple of players hit the deck. Foul is going to go on Loup City at the 2:25 mark. 13-7, the Patriots have the lead. Foul goes on Matt Jarzynka. That's going to be his first. Adams Central on the offensive attack now. Shooting to our basket to our right. There's Mark Brown with the ball. Brown sends it over the far side to Matt Brown. Now to Mark. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Mark Brown took it down the right side of the lane and scores it off of the glass. He's got 2 points. 15-7 now. The Patriots with an 8-point lead here in this first half of play. There's a Brady Lewandowski with the ball now. Lewandowski gets it out to Brady Rasmussen. Rasmussen picked up by Blake Overmiller. Sends it down in the corner again. That's going to be Lewandowski. Circles around. Back out in the three-point territory. Hands it away to Bohart. Open for three. Takes a shot. Misses everything. Rebound loose in the baseline. It's saved there by Jarzyka. It's off of the leg of a Patriot. That was a Jesse Ackerman down there. And Loop City will play things in underneath their own basket. The Brown boys are celebrating their birthday here tonight. Of course, the twins, Mark Brown and Matt Brown. So they're playing on their birthday here tonight at Adams Central. And both of them have scored so far here in the ball game. Matt's got 4 points so far. Mark has got 2 points. So happy birthday to the Browns here tonight. 15-7 is the score. Adams Central with the lead. There's a Riley Lambrecht trying to penetrate. Throws it down on the baseline to Cole Lambrecht. Cole, bounce pass out on top to Brady Rasmussen. AC playing that tough man-to-man defense. Rasmussen trying to penetrate. The ball's poked loose, and the Patriots come up with it. Another turnover on Loop City. Long pass down the floor to Kierkegaard, and the shot is blocked out of bounds. Kierkegaard goes up for it, and coming out of nowhere for the Loop City Red Raiders was Riley Lambrecht. Great defensive play there by Lambrecht. Coming back up the floor, and boy, launching himself out of nowhere, knocking that ball out of bounds. So AC will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Overmiller will play it in for the Patriots. He's got the ball. Blake looking, and finally lobs it out here to Brown inside the free throw circle. Brown drives it down the lane, stops, nearly travels with the ball. Now he does. That was Matt Brown, travels with the ball. Second turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. 1:15 to play in the first quarter. The Patriots out on top of the Red Raiders of Loop City. The score is 15-7 in the ball game here tonight. Red Raiders come back on the offensive attack. Austin Bohart with the ball. Bohart now to Lambrecht. Now to Jacobowski into the forecourt. Near side to Lambrecht. Gets it over there to a Cole Lambrecht. Now down inside. His shot is up and in by Jarzynka. And his shot is up and in. Jarzynka gets the field goal to go down there for Loop City. And a personal foul is going to be called on Adams Central. Jarzynka will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Foul is going to go on Jesse Ackerman. That's going to be his first. The shot from Jarzynka is up there. The shot is going to be no good as he throws up a brick from the free throw line. It's now 15-9. Patriots have a six-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Jake Fowler gets it out here in the three-point territory to Blake Overmiller. Now to Fowler again as he directs some traffic. Now to Blake Overmiller. Free throw line extended right side. Over there to Fowler. Top of the key. Kierkegaard 4-3. Shot rims off. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Loop City ball. Last touchdown there by Ackerman of AC. So Loop City will have the ball, 41.3 seconds to play. They're in the first quarter. The Patriots have a six-point lead. There's Austin Bohart with the ball, and he'll walk things up for the Red Raiders. Bohart into the offensive zone now as they work against the Patriot man-to-man. Down the lane he goes. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ackerman. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline. Kierkegaard has got it. Tyler Kierkegaard sends it out on top. That's going to be Overmiller. Nice pass inside, and the shot is up and in by Matt Brown. Matt Brown gets the field goal. Blake Overmiller gets the assist there for AC. Patriots now have a 8-point lead, 17-9. There's a pass to the far sideline. Jacobowski gets away from Fowler. Dribbles left side of the lane. And now a traveling violation is called. Jacobowski picks up the dribble as he came to a screeching halt just to the left of the lane. His momentum carries him forward as he whistled for the traveling violation. Six turnovers on Loop City in the ballgame. They have done a good job taking care of the ball all year. They're only averaging 10 turnovers per ball game. They've got six already here in the first quarter. Here's Fowler. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good, and that's the end of the first period. First quarter comes to a screeching halt. Adams Central off to a good start here tonight. After one quarter, it's Adams Central 17, Loop City 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So the Patriots have the lead over Loup City, 17-9 after the first quarter. Matt Brown leading the way so far for Adams Central. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Riley Lambrecht has got 5 for Loup City. Patriots will have the possession here in the second quarter of play. Brown bounce pass down low. The ball chipped away there from Overmiller, but a foul is called. Overmiller in the lane right in front of the basket. He is fouled into play here by Loup City. For the Red Raiders, that is their fourth team foul here in this half. Austin Jacobowski is the guilty party. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game, Brady Lewandowski now for Loup City. They play it in to Blake Overmiller, and he scores easily. I think Loup City was ready for that one. Blake Overmiller in the lane scores easily right in front of the basket. And the Patriots now have a 10-point lead. It is 19-9 just underway here in the second quarter. Riley Lambrecht has got the ball on the right sideline, dribbles to the center of the floor, bounce pass, right wing. That's a Lambrecht, Cole Lambrecht. Moves it down in the corner now to Austin Bohart. Circles around into the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Matt Brown. Matt Brown has got the ball for Adams Central. Gets it into the hands now of Blake Overmiller to Fowler for 3. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound picked up by Bohart. Bohart has got it for Loup City. He stops here in backcourt. Flips it away to Cole Lambrecht. Now to Bohart again. He comes into the forecourt. Sets up the offense. Bohart looking to penetrate against Kierkegaard. Drives it inside. Bounce pass right through the fingertips of Jarzynka, but it was tipped out of bounds by Adams Central. Trying to take it to the right side of the basket there to Matt Jarzynka, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by the Adams Central defense. Alex Spetansky comes into the ball game now. Jarzynka goes out for the Red Raiders. Loup City will play things in. Bohart, his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Overmiller. Driving layup, good. Overmiller with another field goal. He's got 4 points. Loup City has turned the ball over 7 times now in the ball game. Adams Central 21-9 over Loup City to start this ball game out. Austin Bohart on the wing on the left side. Boy, the Patriots, they just play relentless defense. They are out and doing it here tonight. Driving down the right side of the lane is Lambrecht. And now we've got a foul call as Riley Lambrecht took it down the right side of the lane. A foul will go on Blake Overmiller. That's going to be his first team foul, number 2 on Adams Central. A non-shooting situation. It'll be Loup City playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lambrecht has got it far sideline, moves to his left, fires up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, good. Cole Lambrecht on the offensive board and the putback. It's now 21-11. Patriots again with a 10-point lead underneath the hole. Here's a shot up and in. That's too easy. Matt Brown gets the feed and he scores. That's his fourth field goal. He's got 8 points, and now Paul Henry wants to call a timeout. Loup City wants to call a timeout. The Patriots breaking down this Loup City defense with ease here tonight. 6:14 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 23, Loup City 11.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball teams will be on the road this Saturday as they journey to Yankton, South Dakota to take on Mount Marty. The Bronco women will be looking to improve their 9-9 record, while the men will be looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Dort this week. Women's game gets underway at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 on KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots gym here tonight. Adams Central won the girls' ball game earlier tonight by a score of 56-15. The Patriots are now 4-7 on the season. Jackie Fowler led the way with 16 points. Emily Boniface had 13 for the Patriots. So you see they've won 4 out of their last 7 ball games. They will play at St. Paul tomorrow night. The Adams Central boys with the lead here. 6:14 to play in the first half. It's 23-11. Patriots have raced out to a lead. They led 17-9 after the first quarter. Riley Lambrecht with the ball for Loup City. Rainbow pass goes to the far sideline to Lewandowski. Back this way. Here's a shot taken by Lambrecht. No good. Tip try, no good. Foul shot up there, no good. Down for the rebound. Now we got a foul called. And now Loup City is getting a second and third chance at the hole, at least on this possession. Finally, a foul is called here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Fowler. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 3 on Adams Central. And going to the free throw line will be Matt Jarzynka. Or check that, Brady Lewandowski for Loup City. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lewandowski will have one more as he toes the mark here, a six-foot senior. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So it's one out of two from the free throw line. It's now a 23-11 ball game in favor of the Patriots. With 5:50 left here in the first half, Jake Fowler trots it across the midcourt stripe here as the Patriots set up now against the man-to-man defense and lob it inside to Brown. He puts it off of the window and scores. Matt Brown on his birthday about getting the job done. He's 6'3" and senior. He's got 5 field goals and 10 points already here in the first half. Riley Lambrecht with the ball, left side of the lane. Moves it on the dribble to the right wing. Hands it away. Bohart dribbles down the lane. Nice pass down low. Spetanski puts it in. Bohart gets the assist, and Alex Spetanski scores there for Loup City to make it a 25-14 ball game. Adams Central back on the attack offensively. Overmiller lobs at the Kierkegaard here on the near side. Dribbles into the paint. Off-balance shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Spetanski for Loup City. Now the pass comes to the near sideline. That's a Lambrecht with the ball. Lambrecht inside the free throw circle. Gets away. Dribbles to the far sideline. Picked up by Brown. His pass is deflected by Brown out of bounds. Matt Brown out there for Adams Central on defense. Denying the pass and then knocking the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Loup City inbounding the ball. That's Lewandowski. Comes way out here to a Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht picked up by Overmiller. As AC stays with a man-to-man defense down in the corner. Lewandowski, he tries to drive the ball to the hole. Traveling violation. Lewandowski trying to take it inside against Matt Brown. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 8 turnovers on the Red Raiders here in the ballgame. 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Patriots lead by 11. AC with the ball. Here's a Jake Fowler. Fowler into the forecourt, now to Blake Overmiller on the wing on the right side. Overmiller holds it, now to Fowler, top of the key. Jake Fowler comes back over to Overmiller on the wing on the right side, back out to Jake, 25 feet away from the basket. Swings to the left side to Mark Brown. His long-range three is up there, no good, an air ball. Rebound comes down to Lambrecht, puts it on the floor, dribbles back the other way. Collision, foul, charging foul. Riley Lambrecht took it down the lane and ran right into Tyler Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard takes the hit. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Loup City. They go on Riley Lambrecht. That's his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Red Raiders. 4:18 to play in the second quarter. 25-14. Patriots have an 11-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Overmiller. Now to Fowler. Gets it back inside to Blake. His shot is up there and in. Blake Overmiller hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 4 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. There's a Brady Lewandowski with the ball. Lewandowski trying to drive it, throws it down in the corner. The Cole Lambrecht. Cole Lambrecht goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Jarzynka with the rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Lambrecht. Follow shot good. That will not make Zach Foster happy. That's the second or third time they've gotten 2 and 3 shots at the basket there. Now the Patriots being fouled back the other way. Matt Brown is fouled into play as the Patriots came screaming back the other way. The personal foul is going to be called on Lewandowski. That's going to be his first. 25-16 is the score. The Patriots up by 9 points. Going to the free throw line will be Matt Brown. The 3:37 mark. Matt Brown has got 10 points already in the ballgame. He's a 47% foul shooter on the season. His first one is up there. The shot is good. Brown will get one more. Now a 10-point lead, 26-16. Patriots have the advantage. Matt Brown will have one more. He sets. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. Head of the ball game now will be Sam Lindblad for Adams Central. And coming out will be Matt Brown. So Lindblad is now out of the ball game. A 6'6" junior for the Patriots. 27-16. Adams Central with the lead here in quarter number 2. Here's Austin Bohart with the ball. His pass to the far sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted is thrown back into the backcourt, but it's retrieved here by Loup City. Austin Bohart with the ball. Bohart left side of the lane. Bounce pass out on top of Jarzynka. Jarzynka hands away to Austin Bohart, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Far sideline to Jacobowski. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sends it near side down to Lewandowski. Takes it down to the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Throws up a 10-footer. No good. Battle for the rebound. Overmiller has got it. Blake Overmiller back the other way for Adams Central. He tries to drive it. Ball tipped away. It's picked up on the far sideline out by Alex Keller, who's into the ball game. Keller out to Overmiller. Under 3 minutes to play here in quarter number two. It's 29-16. The Patriots have the lead. And here's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be lost out by Adams Central as the Patriots turn the ball away. I think they made a correction on the scoreboard. They forgot to put up 2 points a bit earlier, and now they just now put it up there. It's 29-16. Everybody was kind of looking around, including yours truly. They were missing a couple of points, and now they finally put it up there. 29-16. Patriots up by 13. There's a shot. It's up there. No good by Bohart. And the rebound comes down to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard on the dribble back the other way for the Patriots. Down the near sideline. Sends it out between the rings to Fowler. Fowler with 2.5 to play. Over here to Lindblad. Lindblad holds the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Fowler. Swings it left side now. That's Keller with the ball. Out to Kierkegaard. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jacobowski for Loop City. And a foul is called. A rebounding foul here on the Patriots. It's going to go on Alex Keller. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Adams Central. Here comes Shuck back into the ball game. Here comes Ackerman back in. Here comes Overmiller back in. Head coach Zach Foster. 29-16, the Patriots with a 13-point lead here. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half in the Patriots' gym. Austin Bohart with the ball for Loop City. On the wing, left side, Lewandowski holds it against the man-to-man. Lewandowski holding it. Now he dribbles. Behind a couple of screens, moves it to the top of the key. Now down the right side of the lane. Lewandowski retreats out here into three-point territory. Two-handed pass back outside to Bohart. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now into the lane. Stops and pops. His shot is up there. It's good. Austin Bohart scoring there for Loop City. That's his first field goal. 29-18. Patriots with an 11-point lead. AC with the ball. Here's a Fowler. Fowler back outside as they get it to a Blake Overmiller. Down to Fowler in the far sideline. Jake Fowler penetrates into the lane. Has the basketball stripped away. It is loose, but Fowler picks her back up. Fowler gets it out to Overmiller, top of the key. Here's Shuck, three-pointer. That one is around the rim, no good. Tip try by Lindblad, no good. Rebound Lindblad, follow shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. Sam Lindblad on the offensive glass there. The 6'6" junior for the Patriots. Finally, he's fouling the play. And Sam Lindblad will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is whistled on Matt Jarzynka. That's going to be his second. So Sam Lindblad, a 60% foul shooter, goes to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. He'll get one more as he was mauled in the act of shooting. The Patriots now lead by 12 points in this ball game. It is 30-18. A minute 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Lindblad's next shot is up there. It's good. Patriots have now shot 8 free throws in the ball game. They're 6 out of 8 in this contest tonight. They've got a 31-18 lead over the Loop City Red Raiders. Here's Austin Bohart back with the ball for Loop City into the offensive zone. Bohart dribbling with the ball as Fowler is right in his face defensively. Now he stops at the elbow, right side of the lane. He has to go to the far sideline to Lambrecht. Lambrecht goes inside. He overthrows his man Cole Lambrecht as he was sliding toward the hole, and the Red Raiders turn over for the 9th time here in this first half. So now with under a minute to play, Adams Central has got the ball. And Jake Fowler will just walk the ball off the floor here as the Patriots are protecting a 13-point lead. Adams Central back here. Overmiller down in the corner. There's a shot taken by Lindblad. Good. A three-pointer thrown up there by the big guy from deep in the left corner as he steps away from the basket and hits a tray. 34-18 is the score. There's a bounce pass right side to Lambrecht, and he lays it in. Cole Lambrecht scoring there for Loop City. Back the other way, there's a Matt Brown. Matt Brown goes to Overmiller in the lane. Overmiller trapped, and now we've got a traveling violation. Blake Overmiller got the ball right in front of the basket, and he was trapped there as he was double-teamed, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 4 turnovers on the Patriots, and now with 24 seconds to play here in the second quarter, Loop City will finally go for the final shot here, trailing by 14 points in the ballgame. It is 34-20. Austin Bohart walks it across the midcourt stripe, and now he will wait. Jake Fowler will be in his face defensively. They're on the offense. Here's Lambrecht. Lambrecht, top of the key, a three-pointer thrown up there. He's fouled the play. Jesse Ackerman comes out and nails him in three-point territory. Ackerman picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Riley Lambrecht to the free-throw line now for 3 shots. Lambrecht, a 67% foul shooter coming in here. He is 8 out of 12. And his first shot is up there and in. That's the last thing the Patriots were looking for there, is a foul in three-point territory with 4.4 seconds remaining. Next shot is up here is good by Riley Lambrecht. He has now got 7 points in the ball game. He'll have one more. He was just fouled in the active shooting in three-point territory. Here comes the next one. It's up there. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. On the far sideline, out of Fowler. His shot from half court is up there. It's no good. He hit a half-court shot during the Christmas holiday tournament up in Wayne. That one falls just short. And the Patriots have the lead here in halftime over Luke City as Adams Central looks for their 11th straight win to begin the season. At halftime, Adams Central the lead over Luke City. It's the Patriots 34, the Red Raiders 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Baranoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime here tonight, the Patriots gym. Adams Central has got the lead over Loup City and boys high school play. The score is 34-22. Loup City scored their first field goal of the ball game tonight. Adams Central came roaring back with a couple of quick field goals to make it a 4-2 ball game. It was 6-5, and then the Patriots got out to a 10-5 advantage in the first quarter. They led 15-7. And they led 17-9 after one quarter. AC then scoring the first 4 points in the second quarter to make it 21-9. And they kept the pressure on the rest of the half. Boy, their defense is playing well here tonight. They got to a 34-16, actually a 34-18 lead late in the second quarter before Loup City scores the last 4 points of the second period. And the Red Raiders trail by 12 points here at halftime. The score is 34-22. Adams Central getting 12 points in the first half from Matt Brown. Brown celebrating his birthday tonight. He's got 5 field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring in the first half was Blake Overmiller. Overmiller has got 3 field goals. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 6. Sam Lindblad came in there late. He hit a 3-pointer from the deep left corner and knocked down a couple of free throws. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Jake Fowler, he's got a field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Derek Shuck has hit a 3-pointer for his only scoring here in the first half. Also getting into the score books was Mark Brown, the twin brother of Matt, as he picked up a field goal for 2 points. And Tyler Kierkegaard also has got a field goal and 2 points for Adams Central. Patriots 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half of play. I've got him with only 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Loup City is being led by Riley Lambrecht. He's got 7 points in his first half. Lambrecht has nailed a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and he's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for his 7 points. Cole Lambrecht has got 3 field goals and 6 points. The other scorers for the Red Raiders, you've got Austin Jacobowski scoring a field goal for 2. Austin Bohart has got a field goal and 2 points. Matt Jarzinka has got a field goal for 2. And Alex Pantansky has got a field goal and 2 points. Brady Lewandowski, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Loup City, 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe here in the first 2 quarters, and unofficially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, Adams Central has got the lead after leading 17-9 at the first quarter break. AC leads it here at the halftime by the score of 34-22. We'll come back, get you some more high school basketball coverage on 1230 KHAS right after this timeout.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you said.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime of the boys' ball game here tonight. Adams Central and Loup City, 34-22 is the score. The Patriots have the lead. Girls' ball game earlier tonight won by Adams Central by a score of 56-15. Adams Central jumped out to a 16-4 lead after the first quarter. In fact, that game was 7-4 at one point. The Patriots then rattled off 13 points in a row to bridge the first quarter and the second quarter. Adams Central had an early 20-4 lead in the early portion of the second quarter, went on to lead 28-9 at halftime. Then the Patriots opened up the third quarter on a 12-2 run. The pull out on top by a score of 40-11, and you get the picture, the route was on. Patriots led 43-11 after three quarters, and they outscored Loup City 13-4 in the fourth and final quarter. So the Patriots go on to post a 56-15 win in the opener here tonight. Adams Central goes to 4 wins and 7 losses. They won 4 out of their last 7 after dropping their first 5 ball games this year. Jackie Fowler led the way with 16 points in the ball game. Emily Boniface had 13 to face the Patriots. Paige Shestock had 9 points in the ball game tonight. 4 for Anna Queen. Other scorers for the Patriots, Alexis Grimmett came up with 2 points. Georgie Johnson had 2. Courtney Wiseman had 2 points. And then a single point for Carly Bostock and also Josie Bumgardner. Leading the way for Loup City, they had only 4 players score in the ball game tonight. Alexa Gock had 7 points. They had Morgan McDonald score 4. Bailey Griffith had 2 points, and Hannah Jacobowski had 2 points in the ball game. Red Raiders turned the ball over 23 times in the ball game tonight, and Adams Central picking up an easy win, 56-15 over Loup City in the girls' ball game. Adams Central, they will play again tomorrow night. They've got a road game playing at St. Paul. Meanwhile, it'll be Loup City. They've got the rest of the weekend off. They've got a date next week on Tuesday as they take on the Shelton Bulldogs in Shelton. So Adams Central wins the girls' ball game tonight by a score of 56-15. We've got more sports activity coming up throughout the weekend on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you're getting some USHL hockey from Cedar Rapids as the Rough Riders are taking on the Tri-City Storm. Faceoff was at 7:05 tonight. That ball game continues on the Breeze at this time. Then tomorrow, the Tri-City Storm will play in Lincoln at the Icebox against the Lincoln Stars. That game also on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be a 7:05 faceoff tomorrow with a pregame show at 6:45. We will head for Yankton, South Dakota. We've got Hastings College basketball tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play Mount Marty. The women's game will be at 2 o'clock. The guys will go at 4. The Hastings College women looking to improve on their 9-9 record. They beat Dort earlier this week. Meanwhile, the Hastings College men looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Dort this week. The Bronco men are sitting at 13-5, so they'll play the 4 o'clock ball game tomorrow. The women's game will be at 2. Our pregame show at 1:45 on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska basketball team's also in action this weekend. Hey, no problem. We've got coverage for you here on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. The Nebraska women will take on Purdue tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. pregame show will be at 12:45 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The Husker men will be in action on Sunday. We've got that game for you as well on the Breeze, as the Huskers will take on the Wisconsin Badgers. Officially a 3:36 tip-off time on Sunday. Our coverage begins at 2:30 from the Husker Sports Network. Whether it be hockey or Hastings College basketball or Nebraska basketball or high school sports, we've got you covered all weekend long on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. Again, our score at halftime, it is 34-22. The Adams Central Patriots out on top of Loup City. Again, leading the way for the Patriots in the first half was Matt Brown, as he scored 12 points in the ball game. Blake Overmiller had 6. Sam Lindblad had 5 points. Jake Fowler with 4. Then he had Derek Shuck with 3 points. Tyler Kierkegaard with 2. And Mark Brown had 2 points. Leading the way for Loup City was Riley Lambrecht. He's got 7. And Cole Lambrecht, he has got 6. Teams returning from the locker room here at halftime. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym as we get sent for the second half here tonight. Adams Central out on top, 34-22. And the other high schools not in action tonight in high school basketball. St. Cecilia played last night. Both the boys and girls came up on the short end of things. The boys losing to Gretna in a home ball game, and the St. Cecilia girls losing their first ball game of the season at Fillmore Central last night. Hastings High boys and girls will be in action tomorrow. The St. Cecilia boys and girls will play at Lincoln Christian. Adams Central's boys and girls on the road tomorrow night at St. Paul. So the second half is underway. Loup City has got the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Lambrecht on the high post. He's immediately fouled in a play here. A foul will go on Tyler Kierkegaard. That's going to be his second first-teamer on EC here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so the Red Raiders will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Jacobowski. Jacobowski out to Lambrecht, top of the key. Drives the ball against Overmiller. Hands it away to Riley Lambrecht in the lane. Is running one-handers up there and in. Riley Lambrecht scores there. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 34-24. Patriots now with a 10-point lead. Here's Jake Fowler. Walks the ball into the offensive zone. Over to a Blake Overmiller on the deep wing left side. Drives the ball down the lane. Goes all the way to the basket. His shot good. Blake Overmiller took it right to the front of the rim and dropped it down through the hole. He's got 8 points. 36-24. The Patriots with the lead. Riley Lambrecht bombs away for three from the deep right corner. His shot no good. The ball tapped out here and is picked up by Overmiller. Bounce pass in the lane. He's going to be chipped away. It's loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Loup City. The fifth turnover on Adams Central. The Red Raiders come back with the ball now. That's going to be Bohart. He tries to drive it, kicks it back out. Jacobowski for three. His shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Loup City ball. So Jacobowski trying to throw up a three-pointer out there. I think Fowler got a little piece of that one. It goes out of bounds, and Loup City will play things in. Riley Lambrecht down in the corner. He drives the ball against Kierkegaard, and now an offensive foul is called. Lambrecht just kind of shoves away Kierkegaard as he tried to move it toward the goal. And he gets hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Lambrecht. He's going to have to check out. Lewandowski comes back in there. So Lambrecht now with three fouls. He's one of their main scorers. He's one of two guys that are in double figures. Now he comes to the bench with three personal fouls with 6:42 to play in the third quarter. Patriots leading by a dozen. Here's Overmiller, 4-3. That one is way short. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Loop City basketball. So Overmiller unable to put her down through the hole as that three-point field goal attempt falls way short. Loop City will come back the other direction. Red Raiders have the ball on the far sideline. There's Jacobowski picked up out there by Fowler of Adams Central. Top of the key is Jarzinka. Now to the wing to Bohart. Lobs the ball inside, grabbing it there. Going up for the shot is going to be Lambrecht. A shot no good. Gets his own rebound, and now another two to the whistle here. And a foul is going to be called on Adams Central. This one goes on Ackerman. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Ackerman. Again, a non-shooting situation, so Loop City will play things in. Here comes Lindblad back in. Here comes Mark Brown into the ball game. Kierkegaard's going to check out. Also, Ackerman comes to the bench. Loop City will play things in. There's Jacobowski. Comes out here between the rings to Lewandowski. Now right side to Bohart, looking to penetrate. Back outside to Lewandowski. AC still in a man-to-man defense. Brady Lewandowski dribbling with the ball over here on the right side. Bohart in the lane, puts it up there and banks one home. Austin Bohart gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Again, it's a 10-point lead for the Patriots at 36-26. Blake Overmiller with the ball down in the corner. Lindblad, 4-3. That is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Loop City ball. Personal foul is going to be called here. A rebounding foul on Adams Central, and now Zach Foster is up off the bench. He wants to call a timeout as Mark Brown commits the personal foul. AC stumbling out of the gates here in the second half of play. We get a timeout with 5:46 to play in the third quarter. It's now Adams Central 36, Loop City 26.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. You can always grab us online, too, at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. All of our games also available at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In fact, all of our games on all of our network stations, you can grab anytime at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 36-26, Adams Central with a 10-point lead here in the second half of play. Here's Jacobowski driving the ball to the hole. His shot is up there at him. Jacobowski comes in from the right wing and banks it in off of the glass. He's got 4 points. And just like that, the Red Raiders, hey, they're hanging around. They're down by 8 points now at 36-28. Patriots looking for their 11th straight win to start the season. There's Overmiller. His shot is going to be short. Again, draws nothing but error. Rebound to Lambrecht. His pass to the far sideline is out of bounds. They threw it too far. Lewandowski was trying to catch up with it. And Lewandowski cannot do it. It goes out of bounds to a turnover on Loop City. That's their 10th of the ball game. Adams Central has got 5 turnovers. Patriots have an 8-point lead, 36-28. Here's Fowler with the ball over to Overmiller on the wing on the right side. Pass out on top to Mark Brown right at the top of the three-point circle, top of the key. Brown trying to penetrate. He's cut off nicely there by the Loop City defense. Off to Matt Brown over on the wing on the right sideline to Blake Overmiller. Out of Jake Fowler over here on the left side of the lane. Ball high above his head. Pass comes out on top to Overmiller. Now on the right wing to Matt Brown. Man-to-man defense here for Loop City. Jake Fowler on the wing on the left side. Fowler holds it. Pass comes out on top now. That's a Mark Brown. We'll see if the Patriots... Well, they come near side to Lindblad. His shot for three is good. Nope, yep, a three-pointer. Sam Lindblad hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points right at the top of the three-point arc. Here's a ball tipped out of bounds here by Fowler. So Adams Central back out to an 11-point lead at 39-28 following the three-pointer by Sam Lindblad. Loop City will play things in. They get it to Austin Bohart. Bohart working out on top now against Ballard. Drives the ball against Jake. His running one-hander is up there and in. Bohart scores in a lane. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 39-30. A 9-point lead for the Patriots. Ballard comes back the other way. Collision, and a foul is going to be called here. Taking a spill there is Patanski. The foul is going to be called on Loop City. That's going to go on the way in. Austin Bohart picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3. I checked that team foul number 2 on the Red Raiders. They play it into Mark Brown. His shot is up and in. Mark Brown off of the inbound. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Here's Jacobowski for Loop City to Lewandowski. Now to Lambrecht. Moves it over in the far sideline to Bohart. Under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. There's a skip pass down in the corner. Nearly intercepted. It's grabbed here by Jacobowski. He's shot for the baseline. No good. Rebound Brown. Out of pass to the far sideline to Fowler. He looks up 1-on-3. Fowler tries the ball toward the hole, and a foul is going to be called on Austin Bohart. So Jake didn't have the numbers. He didn't care. Go into the hole anyway and draws a personal foul on Austin Bohart. That's going to be team foul number 3 chalked up on the Red Raiders here in the second half of play. AC plays it in. Back outside. There's a long-range jumper from Lindblad from the top of the key. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. So Loop City will play things in. High school basketball action here tonight. We're at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots out on top of Loop City by the score of 41-30. There's Austin Bohart with the ball. Double team in the far side. Bounce pass down in the corner. Lewandowski. Skip pass comes over here to the right side to a Jacobowski. Jacobowski dribbling with the ball. Right in his face is Overmiller as he tries to swat the ball away and picks up the personal foul. Overmiller picks up his second personal. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Kierkegaard. Coming out is going to be Mark Brown. So Tyler Kierkegaard back into the ball game now for EC at the 3:21 mark. It's going to be Brady Lewandowski inbounding the ball here for Loop City from the near sideline. 41-30 is the score. They play it in to Austin Bohart. Bohart runs into Fowler. They work the ball back around to the right corner. Lewandowski, his pass is deflected out of bounds. That's Overmiller getting his hands on it here right in front of the Loop City bench. So Brady Lewandowski again will play things in. This time to Austin Bohart. Out of the near sideline to Jacobowski. Entry pass to get it inside to Jarzynka. He powers his way to the goal. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Gets the ball ahead to Matt Brown. A big collision at the other end. And an offensive charging foul is called on Matt Brown. That's the first foul on Matt. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Patriots. So the Patriots not coming out with the same authority as they had in the second quarter when they opened up a big halftime lead of 34-22. Now 41-30, although the Red Raiders just hanging around here. There's a Jacobowski bounce pass down on the baseline. That's Lambrecht. He fires up a shot. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Brown. Now the Overmiller, as he comes into the forecourt, gets it back to Brown inside, and his shot is up and in. Nice assist by Blake Overmiller. Matt Brown gets the field goal. Matt now at 14 points in the ball game, and the Patriots now lead by 13 points, 43-30. There's Jacobowski out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Jarzynka, kicks it back out to Jacobowski. Jacobowski is double-teamed, 200 pass back outside. Bohart has got the ball. Bohart tries to dribble it inside. He's into the paint, now throws it over here to Jacobowski. He's double-teamed, down to the baseline to Lambrecht. Forces up a shot, no good, but he's fouled into play. Foul into play here by the Patriots. It's going to go on Lindblad. That's going to be his first foul. That's team foul number 5 on EC. And going to the free throw line will be Cole Lambrecht. He has not been there so far tonight. 48% foul shooter in the season. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and he's still got 6 points in the ball game. As that one falls off of the front iron, no good. Cole Lambrecht will have one more here. A 6'1" senior for the Red Raiders of Loop City. This is a team that is 7-3 on the season, a Class D1 school, still involved in the Loop Black Conference tournament despite their declining enrollment over the past couple of years. Cole Lambrecht will have one more. Lambrecht throws it up there, and the shot good. 43-31. Adams Central with a 12-point lead. Tell you what, Loop City's going to be pretty good in Class D1. Could be a team you can hear a whole lot about when we approach postseason time. This is a team that can cause some noise in that particular class in D1. 43-31 is the score. A 12-point lead for the Patriots, and AC has got the ball. Tyler Kierkegaard has got it. Now to a Fowler. Fowler's just going to hold the ball out here. Moves it over here to Tyler Kierkegaard again on the wing. Top of the key. That's going to be Mark Brown, and he throws the ball away. Trying to take it down on the baseline, and nobody was home to it. Out of bounds. That's six turnovers on Adams Central. 1:35 to play in the third quarter. 43-31. Adams Central leading by a dozen. Lambrecht has got the ball on the dribble out here in three-point territory to Lewandowski. Back out to Lambrecht. Top of the key. Throws up a three-pointer. That's good. Riley Lambrecht now with 12 points in the ball game. 43-34. Patriots with a 9-point lead. AC with the ball. Here's Overmiller. Free throw line extended left side. Overmiller looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Sends it back out to Fowler. Fowler down the left side to Derek Shuck. Bombs it inside to Overmiller. Spins on a baseline. His shot is up and in. Blake Overmiller with 10 points. 45-34. Adams Central the lead. Lewandowski now to Bohart. Left side. There's Lambrecht. His three-pointer is going to be blocked down. Partially there by Adams Central's Shuck. Ball is recovered by Overmiller. Long pass down the near sideline. Fowler saves it. Right back to Overmiller. Drives inside. Nice pass underneath the basket, and a foul is called. Overmiller sent a pass across the lane to Derek Shuck, and he is fouling the play. Fowler did a good job just keeping the ball in play there. Overmiller then sends the ball diagonally across the lane, and Shuck is fouling the play. The personal is whistled on Spetanski. That's going to be his first. Shuck to the free throw line for AC, and his shot is up and in. Derek Shuck is 75% foul shooter. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The Adams Central lead is now 12 points at 46-34. And in the contest now for Adams Central will be Matt Brown. Going on is going to be Mark Brown. Free throw is up there from Shuck. That one hangs on the front lip and falls off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Riley Lambrecht for Loop City. Lambrecht over to Lewandowski. Back out to Lambrecht. Swings it left side to Bohart. Out in the corner, there's Spetanski with the ball. Left wing, Bohart. Bounce pass out on top again to Lambrecht. Near sideline, Lewandowski. Down in the baseline to Spetanski. Back out between the rings again to Riley Lambrecht, looking to penetrate against Fowler. Down to 17 seconds to play there in the third quarter. Loop City will go for the final shot here. Holding the ball out near the 10-second line is Riley Lambrecht. He now works one-on-one against Fowler. Throws it over here to Lewandowski. 5 seconds. Lewandowski out on top to Lambrecht. His three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be short. Long rebound grabbed by Fowler. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in high school basketball for the boys. Adams Central continues to lead. It's now the Patriots 46 and the Red Raiders 34.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball teams will be on the road this Saturday as they journey to Yankton, South Dakota to take on Mount Marty. The Bronco women will be looking to improve their 9-9 record, while the men will be looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Dort this week. Women's game gets underway at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 on KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS. When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
12:30 KHAS.
So the Patriots still have a 12-point lead here to begin the fourth quarter. It looked like as if the Red Raiders were going to try to make a challenge there in the third quarter. Had it down to 9 points at one time with the basketball. But the Patriots maintained this 12-point advantage that they had at halftime. Now 46-34. Adams Central with the lead. As we start this fourth and final quarter. And now what we have Jake Fowler. I think he's got some blood on his jersey. And Fowler has gone to the locker room now, maybe to switch jerseys here. Zach Foster is going back to find out where he's at. Team trainers took Fowler back to the locker room. The officials wondering where everybody's at. So Fowler, I think, had some blood on his jersey, and they either have to get that off of there or got to change jersey. So in the meantime, while we wait for that to happen, here comes Derek Shuck into the ballgame. So Derek Shuck is going to check in for Fowler, and we'll get this fourth quarter underway. Adams Central with the advantage. It's 46-34. Patriots have the lead as they look for their 11th consecutive win to start this 2012-2013 campaign here. Derek Shuck with the ball now for Adams Central. Comes to Matt Brown. Fourth quarter is underway. Brown swings the left side to Tyler Kierkegaard. Bombs it inside. That's Overmiller. Overmiller dusts it off to Ackerman, and his shot is up and in. Jesse Ackerman right in front of the basket scores there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's 48-34. Patriots now by 14 points. That's Lambrecht outside to Bohart. Now to Lewandowski. Dribble penetration. Nice pass down low. Lambrecht. Now he's surrounded by Patriots, and the ball tipped out of his hands out of bounds. It'll be Loop City playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Cole Lambrecht. Now it's going to be Austin Bohart. He will trigger things in. And now here comes Fowler into the ball game now. So Fowler is going to wear number 20 for a while. Evidently had some blood on his jersey, so now he's going to wear number 20 for the rest of the ball game instead of number 10. 48-34 is the score. There's a feed to Lambrecht. Cross-court pass here to Rasmussen. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Scramble is on. And it is picked up by Tyler Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard gets it away to Blake Overmiller. So Adams Central with the ball and a 14-point lead now here in the fourth quarter of play. Down in the left corner, there's Matt Brown for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Grabbing the rebound on the weak side is Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht puts it on the floor. He'll dribble up the floor himself now as he comes to the near side. Now back to the center. Bounce pass over on the wing to Brady Rasmussen. Now to Bohart. Bohart, bounce pass back to Rasmussen. Free throw line extended left side. Skip pass comes over here to Lambrecht for three. His long three-pointer has been up there no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse Ackerman. Ackerman gets it away. Now to Overmiller. Blake Overmiller into the forecourt. Down to Kierkegaard to Overmiller. Comes across the top. That's going to be Fowler with the ball. And now we've got a timeout called. We've got a timeout called here from the Patriots. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The Patriots lead by 14. Adams Central 48. Loop City 34. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central continues to lead. The Patriots used a big run in the first quarter, got into a 17-9 lead, and they pretty well maintained that 10-12-14-point advantage throughout the rest of the ball game. AC now leading by 14 points here early in the fourth quarter. AC with the ball as they lob it inside. The ball is going to be tipped away. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Jarzynka. Seventh turnover on Adams Central as they turn it away here. Down in the corner is Jacobowski now for Loop City. Bounce pass on the wing. That's going to be Lambrecht. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it over there to Bohart. Bohart trying to drive it against Fowler. Pulls up. Shoots a little 15-footer. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Lambrecht. He's double-teamed. Throws it out here in the three-point territory. Now to Bohart. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass left side. Intercepted. Intercepted by Kierkegaard. Long pass to Overmiller. Overmiller to Fowler, and he's decked in the play. Overmiller saves it from going out of bounds. He flips it right to Fowler just to the left of the basket, and he is decked in the play. But now Fowler will go to the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here. That's going to be the sixth team foul on the Loop City Red Raiders here in the second half of play. It goes on Bohart. That's going to be his third. So Fowler to the free throw line for Adams Central, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 66% foul shooter in the season. 48-34, the Patriots with the lead. Here comes the next one. That is up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lambrecht. Lambrecht gets it away to Bohart. Quickly up the far sideline, down in the corner now. Jacobowski now to Bohart. Two-handed pass near side to Lambrecht. Dribble penetration. Jump pass down low. Lambrecht has got it. Having problems with a dribble now as it's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. It's going to be Loop City basketball. Lambrecht says that he was Karani chopped on top of the arm there by Kierkegaard. The officials don't agree. Loop City will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Bohart comes way out on top near the 10-second line. Picked up by Fowlers. Jacobowski grabs the ball there. Now to Lambrecht, dribbling inside. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Cole Lambrecht. No good. And he's fouling the play. Fouled there by Matt Brown of Adams Central. That's going to be the second foul on Matt. Team foul number 7 on the Patriots now here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Cole Lambrecht for Loop City. He's got 7 points in the ball game for the Red Raiders. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They'll get one more. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight. We'll have our coaches' postgame show with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. So stick around for that. Patriots continue to lead 48-34 here in this one. Cole Lambrecht will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lambrecht nails a free throw. It's now 48-35. 4 minutes, actually 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in this one. Down the right sideline with the ball is going to be Fowler. Jake Fowler hands it away now to Overmiller. Now to Kierkegaard. Here's a Fowler again as he gets it to Matt Brown, left side of the lane. Matt sends it over to Fowler. Free throw line extended right side. On the dribble, moves it down to the baseline. Lobs it back here to Ackerman, right side of the lane. Ackerman down toward the baseline. He can't put up a shot. Out to Fowler. Now the Patriots maybe spreading the floor here to run a little clock. Still with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots have a 13-point lead at 48-35. There's a Tyler Kierkegaard back out to Fowler near the 10-second line. Fowler looking to penetrate. Now he's double-teamed over there. Gets the ball away. Overmiller moves it down to the baseline to Kierkegaard. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kierkegaard took it from the right corner toward the goal, and he scores. Kierkegaard now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 50-35. Patriots now with a 15-point lead. Lambrecht down in the corner. That's Jacobowski. Jacobowski lobs her out on top again to Lambrecht. Right side to a Lewandowski. Between the circles, the Lambrecht over on the wing and the left side to Jacobowski. Bounce pass goes inside. A nice shot there by Cole Lambrecht. Kind of a hook shot there. One-handed hook shot in there. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's now a 50-37 ball game. Patriots with a 13-point lead. Blake Overmiller with the ball. Sends it over to a Fowler, and he's going to be fouled into play by Brady Lewandowski. That's going to be his second. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Austin Bohart back into the ball game for Loop City. Brady Lewandowski will come to the bench. 3:52 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 50-37. Adams Central has got a 13-point lead. Here's Fowler with the ball deep in the right corner. Fowler brings it up high. Lobs it now to Overmiller. Back out to Fowler on the far sideline. Picked up out there by Riley Lambrecht. Fowler gets away. There's a pass to Tyler Kierkegaard as AC will run some clock and they'll look for a backdoor cut or an easy basket. Other than that, they're not too anxious to throw anything up. They've got a 13-point lead, 50-37. And now here's Fowler fouled into play. And now head coach Paul Henry for Loop City wants to call a timeout. So Loop City calls a timeout, 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 50, Loop City 37.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Patriots continue to lead here in boys high school basketball. The score is 50-37. The Adams Central girls winning easily in game number one tonight, 56-15 over Loop City. Adams Central gals now 4-7 on the season. The Adams Central boys looking for their 11th consecutive win to start the season. Again, the Patriots will play tomorrow at St. Paul. I'll tell you what, next week AC is going to be tested a couple of times. We have ball games against Grand Island Northwest and Donovan Trumbull next week. In the following week against Grand Island Central Catholic and then Hastings High is on the slate for AC in the next week or so, couple of weeks. Shot from the free throw line by Fowler is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Loup City. Red Raiders down the near sideline, down in the corner. Now they get back out to Bohart on the wing. Comes across the top of Lambrecht, down inside. His shot is up and in. Alex Patanski working himself loose. The guy on the ball, and he scores his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Fowler gets the ball away to Overmiller. Here's the pass near sideline. It's going to be intercepted by Lambrecht, and then he's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Matt Brown is hit with a personal foul here as AC turns the ball over for the eighth time here in the ball game. And now going to the free throw line will be Cole Lambrecht. He's got 10 points. So now the lead is 11 at 50-39. We've still got 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Loup City cut the lead down to 9 points during the third quarter, but couldn't get any closer than that. Lambrecht at the free throw line now. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good, and the rebound comes down to AC. So he misses the front end of the 1-1 with his team down by 11 points. Now Loup City will apply some pressure in backcourt. That's Fowler with the ball. Fowler gets the ball to a Brown. He drives it toward the goal, forces up a shot. He's knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Brown drove it right to the hole there, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Loup City. That's going to send Matt Brown to the free throw line. Cole Lambrecht picks up the foul for Loup City. That's going to be his second. Lewandowski checks out. Coming into the ball game now for Loup City will be Austin Bohart. To the free throw line for Adams Central will be Matt Brown. 14 points in the ball game for Brown. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Adams Central lead is now 12 points at 51-39. Matt Brown is celebrating his birthday here tonight with his twin brother, Mark Brown. Sent to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is down through the hole. So a good effort tonight for Matt Brown. He's got 16 points in the ball game. He had 12 of those in the first half. Jarzynka comes out of the ball game now for Loup City. Coming back in is going to be Lewandowski. 52-39. We're down to 2:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. There's Lewandowski down at the baseline. He spins, trying to put a move on. He's double teamed. Kicks it out here to Jacobowski. His long range three is no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler brings it back to the midcourt stripe there. Gets the ball into the hands now of Overmiller. He's double-teamed over there. Overmiller is double-teamed, and now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Zach Foster comes all the way down to the midcourt stripe off of the Patriot bench. He wants to talk things over here as Overmiller is trapped along the far sideline out toward midcourt. 2:25 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 52, Loup City 39.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the Loup City Red Raiders is kind of hanging around here. They trailed by 12 points at halftime, trailed by 12 at the end of the third quarter. Now Loup City is down by 13 points here at 52-39. Adams Central really unable to extend their lead here in this second half of play. AC will inbound the ball on the far side with Blake Overmiller. Overmiller will inbound the ball now to Fowler. Jake Fowler down the right sideline, brings it back to Overmiller, back to Fowler. They get it at the top of the key to Kierkegaard, down the right side of the lane. There's a pass out to Brown, and we'll see if Adams Central gets to play keep away here. Probably will. They're already in a bonus situation with 18 fouls here in this fourth quarter of play. Brown at the top of the key is going to be hit, and the foul is going to be called. Brady Lewandowski picks up the foul. That's going to be his third, and that's going to send Matt Brown back to the free throw line. Brown is just a 47% foul shooter in the season, but he's hit 4 out of 4 from the line here tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation. That's the ninth team foul called in the Red Raiders here in this ball game, the second half. Matt Brown will have a free throw here as he eyes the bucket, lets it fly. His shot is up there, rims off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Lambrecht. So Riley Lambrecht has got the ball down the near sideline for the Red Raiders. Lambrecht dribbling with the ball. looking. Now he picks it up. Now he sends it back out on top to Jacobowski. He drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's deflected. Picked up by Bohart. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Kierkegaard for Adams Central. Kierkegaard to Overmiller. Back to Kierkegaard to Fowler. Underneath the bucket, there's a shot by Ackerman up and in. Jesse Ackerman scores there for Adams Central. And now it's a 15-point lead. 54-39. Bombs away for three by Lambrecht. His shot no good. Ball retrieved here in the corner by Fowler. Fowler gets the ball to Brown, and he's going to be ducked in the play here by Austin Bohart as Brown goes to the seat of his pants right in front of the Loop City bench. That's going to be the 10th team foul now on Loop City. Bohart picks up his fifth, so he is gone. So Bohart picks up his fifth personal foul now with a minute and 23 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, he fouls out with 6 points. And now Paul Henry will have to go to the bench here for Loop City. Coming back into the ball game is going to be Alex Spetansky. 54-39. Adams Central has got a 15-point lead. Bohart now takes his seat. Going to the free throw line will be Matt Brown for Adams Central. He has got 16 points in the ball game, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul. His first one is up there. That one rattles off no good. So Brown, after hitting his first four, he's missed on his last two. It's now a 54-39 ball game. Brown will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Brady Lewandowski for Loop City. Lewandowski on the right-handed dribble. And now we've got a timeout called here. Loop City wants to call a timeout with a minute and 18 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. It's the Patriots 54 and the Red Raiders 39.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Patriots gym, Adams Central out on top by a score of 54-39. Trying to wrap things up here tonight. Loop City has got the ball. Here's Austin Jacobowski. Jacobowski comes to Riley Lambrecht. He splits a couple of defenders, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Matt Brown. So the Patriots have the ball and the lead here. There's Fowler down the right sideline. Gets it to Matt Brown. Brown down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball out of bounds, but it's slapped out of his hands there by Alex Spetansky. And AC will play things in. Coming up, we've got our players of the game and also our coach's post-game show here tonight, so stick around for that. Here's Overmiller as he will inbound the ball down in the corner. That's Kierkegaard outside in 3 points here. It's way to Overmiller. They just play keep away from this Loop City defense right now. Overmiller gets it to Ackerman. Far sideline now to Fowler. Over here to Kierkegaard. They just play catch out here in 3 points territory to Overmiller. Down to 37 seconds to play. And finally, we've got to Kierkegaard being fouled into play here. It's going to go on Brady Lewandowski. Lewandowski picks up his fourth personal foul. And that's going to send Tyler Kierkegaard to the free throw line. Kierkegaard so far has got 4 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. And this will be his first crack at a free throw here tonight, a 44% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Kierkegaard will have one more. And now both coaches will clear their benches here for the final 34.9 seconds. So it's going to be Kierkegaard firing up one more free throw here. Zach Foster going to make sure everybody gets in the old ball game here tonight. Tyler Kierkegaard will have one more shot. It's up there, and it's around the rim and down. So Kierkegaard's going to come out of the ball game. Kevin Anderson comes into the ball game now for AC, so everybody's going to get some playing time here for the final 30 seconds or so. Jacobowski goes to the far sideline, outside to Lewandowski, bombs away for three. His three-pointer is no good, an air ball. It's safe from going out of bounds. They save it right in the hands down there underneath the basket by Spetansky, and he's going to be fouled into play. He's hit on the arm, and Spetansky will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is whistled on Levi Cermak into the ballgame now for Adams Central. And a shot from the free throw line by Spetansky is up there and in. He has now got 5 points in the ballgame. They'll have one more shot here as the fans start to file toward the exits with 22.5 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. It is going to be no good. It's retrieved here by Adams Central. Lindblad grabs the ball. Gets it away to Derek Schutt. Ahead to Keller now, down in the corner on the left side. That's Cermak. His lob pass in the lane is going to be deflected. It is picked up here by Lewandowski. Running back the other way. Jacobowski near sideline, 4-3. Bingo! Austin Jacobowski nails a three from right in front of the Loop City bench. And that's going to be the final score as Adams Central wins it tonight over the Loop City Red Raiders by 13 points. Final score of 56-43. So Adams Central got out to a 12-point halftime lead and pretty well maintained that throughout much of the second half. And they win her tonight by 13 points at 56-43. Adams Central is now 11-0 on the season. They will play at St. Paul tomorrow night. The Loop City Red Raiders, they dropped to 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. The next game is coming up next Tuesday at Shelton. Again, the final score in this one, Adams Central knocks off Loop City by the score of 56-43. Back with a recap after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Adams Central Patriots wrap up the win here tonight over Loop City. Final score of 56-43. Adams Central got out to a 17-9 first quarter lead. Patriots increased that lead in the second quarter by double digits. They got up to an 11-point lead at 21, actually a 12-point lead at 21-9, led 27-16, led 31-18, 34-22 at halftime. Loop City cut the lead to 9 points late in the third quarter at 39-30. Patriots led 46-34 after three. Again, Loop City made a little run there in the fourth quarter, but AC pretty well maintained a double-digit lead throughout much of the ball game. They win her by 13 points tonight, 56-43. So the Patriots now 11-0 on the season. Loop City drops to 7 wins and 4 losses. Adams Central led tonight by Matt Brown as he scores 16 points in the ball game tonight. He had 6 field goals, and he was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. So 16 points for Matt Brown. Also in double figures was Blake Overmiller. He had 10 points today, 5 field goals. He was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Sam Lindblad came off of the bench. He had a couple of three-pointers. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He had 8 points in the ball game tonight. Blake Overmiller, by the way, had 10. He had 5 field goals, and he was 0 of 2 from the stripe. The other scorers for Adams Central, Tyler Kierkegaard had 6 points, a couple of field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 4 points apiece for Jake Fowler, Derek Schuck, Mark Brown, and Jesse Ackerman. Adams Central 11 out of 20 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Loop City shot 6 of 13 from the line. They were led by Riley Lambrecht as he scores 12. Cole Lambrecht had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Alex Patansky had 5 points. 2 points for Matt Jarzynka. one for Brady Lewandowski, six for Austin Bohart, and seven for Austin Jacobowski. So Adams Central wins tonight, 16 points for Matt Brown. The Patriots win it over Loup City by a score of 56-43. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College basketball coverage continues this week on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball teams will be on the road this Saturday as they journey to Yankton, South Dakota to take on Mount Marty. The Bronco women will be looking to improve their 9-9 record, while the men will be looking to get back on the winning track after losing to Dort this week. Women's game gets underway at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 on KHAS.
It's Hastings College basketball on your home for Bronco sports, 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Patriots gym. Adams Central wins both ends of the doubleheader tonight, 56-15 on the girls' side, 56-43 on the boys' side. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. For the Adams Central girls tonight, Jackie Fowler in double figures, 16 points. Emily Boniface had 13 points in the ball game tonight. Boniface playing one of her better games that she's had here in a long, long time. Meanwhile, for the Adams Central boys, it was Matt Brown on his birthday, grabbing 16 points in the ball game. Blake Overmiller had 10 points. All candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Players of the game tonight for Adams Central. First of all, for the girls, we'll go with Emily Boniface, who had a great ball game tonight, scoring 13 points in the ball game for Tim Marker. She had 1 3-pointer, had 5 2-point field goals, had 11 of those 13 points in the first half of play. Well, the Patriots jumped out to a 28-9 halftime lead, pulled down a bushel basketful of rebounds, had a couple of assists in the ball game here tonight. So Emily Boniface will be our player of the game for the Adams Central girls. And for the Adams Central boys, it'll be Matt Brown as he leads the way in scoring tonight for AC. He had 6 field goals, and he was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight, as Brown led the Patriots to their 11th consecutive win to start the season. So Matt Brown and Emily Boniface are players of the game tonight as Adams Central picks up a couple of wins over Loup City here at the Patriots gym. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
Adams Central wins it tonight here over Loup City. The final score of 56-43. The Patriots leading at all the stops here tonight, 17-9 after the first quarter, 34-22 at halftime, 46-34 after three quarters, and they win it tonight by a score of 56-43. So Adams Central now 11-0 on the season as they take on the St. Paul Wildcats tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Red Raiders of Loup City, they dropped to 7 wins and 4 losses on the season as Adams Central head coach Zach Foster joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. This is a hard-fought victory here tonight. Loup City just kind of hung around all night tonight.
Yeah, they did. You know, and it's kind of what we talked about before the game, that they're tough, they're disciplined, they're a good team. They're going to win a lot of games. You know, and they're athletic. I mean, they're athletic for our level, but again, they're D1. So at that level, when they get to district time, they're going to be a tough out for anybody.
Talk about your outing tonight.
Well, I you know, you should never be disappointed with a win. You know, there's a couple things that frustrated me. I thought defensively we didn't guard the ball good enough. They repeatedly got into the paint. And we pride ourselves on defense, as we always talk about. And I don't know if we had our A game tonight defensively. We got out rebounded for the second game in a row, which is disappointing. And we just let the ball get in the paint. So we had to go to a zone kind of to help us there. But, you know, our kids will rebound. So we'll look for a better effort tomorrow, I guess.
You gave up a lot of second-chance points, so to speak. You gave up some boards tonight inside.
Yeah, I mean, they got some big kids, and they're big and athletic. And I want to make sure when I say this, I'm not, you know, being disrespectful to Loup City, because they have a good team and they have some athletes on that team. But I think we do too, and we have certain standards, and we just didn't feel, you know, that we guarded up to our standards, and that we didn't board as well. And we thought that was the two biggest things in the game, you know, is that we are able to rebound so we can run. And obviously, by our stats, we give up 14 rebounds on the offensive end, 14 offensive rebounds, and so that's disappointing.
Led 34-22 at halftime, and then kind of stumbled out of the gates in the second half, the first couple of minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah, and we said first 3 minutes would be huge. I thought if we won the first 3 minutes and played well, that we'd stretch it out, and if we didn't, it'd be just exactly what we saw. It'd be tooth and nail down the stretch. And so when they came out, and I think we played even in the third quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Nobody won the quarter. I figured it was going to be tough all the way.
So Loup City hangs around. You guys finally win 56-43. Never really let them back into the ballgame. They got within 9 a couple of times, but every time they made a run, you guys kind of slammed the door on them.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's nice to have veterans handling the ball for us most of the time, having some seniors back there that know what they're doing. And we never really got rattled. I don't think we ever lost our composure. I think we were just getting frustrated because for the first time all year on the defensive end, we were kind of looking around and realizing that, you know, we weren't dominating that end of the floor. Loup City really kind of punched us in the mouth in the second half and went after us. And, you know, like I said, I'm proud of our kids that we didn't get rattled. We still played. But it was a good experience for our kids. I think we'll learn a lot on the film, probably.
But what was the main problems on defense today?
Well, they run a lot of perimeter screen action, and we switch a lot of perimeter screens, and they started hurting us and slipping the screen. And they didn't really hurt us on the pass, but then the guy would drive, and our guys didn't communicate well enough on if they were switching or not. And any offense, whatever you do, if you let the ball get to the middle on the dribble, you're going to be in trouble. The dribble is the hardest thing to guard, and they just repeatedly got the ball to the paint on us. And I mean, then you have to help, then you're in a bad position, then they get putbacks. And so just the inability to guard the dribble was probably the biggest issue.
When you go through 11 games, you kind of expect you're going to have one or two of those games that you don't play your A game, but yet you still come out with a win, and that's going to be the fortunate thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said right away, you don't ever, you know, downgrade a win. We beat a really good team by 13 points. There's a lot of positives. The kids played hard. It just wasn't clean. We talked about, you know, just playing hard and playing smart, and I thought we played hard. The kids had great effort. They're on the floor. They're doing things. We just didn't play as clean as we normally do.
So now you go back-to-back St. Paul tomorrow night on the road.
Yeah, and we talked about St. Paul AC traditionally is a big game. It's a big rivalry, and they're down a little bit right now, playing some young kids, but Coach Builder's doing a good job with them. And we talked about it afterwards in the locker room, that we got to be ready to go. We got to come into the walkthrough tomorrow and get ready to take a step forward, because they're going to give us their best effort. They always do.
Okay, keep her going, my man.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots win it tonight by some 13 points over Loup City by a score of 56-43. The Patriots now 11-0 on the season. They will play at St. Paul tomorrow night. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
So tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS, join us for Hastings College basketball. We will head for Yankton, South Dakota. It'll be Hastings College and Mount Marty tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Nebraska also going to be playing tomorrow. That's the Nebraska women. They will have action tomorrow from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That game will tip off tomorrow for the Husker women at 1 o'clock on the air on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 at 12:45 tomorrow. Husker men in action on Sunday as they take on the Wisconsin Badgers. That game also on the Breeze, beginning with a pregame show at 2:30. Tip-off will be at 3:36. In a couple of wins for the Adams Central basketball teams tonight, the Adams Central girls winning over Loup City 56-15. Meanwhile, the Adams Central boys picking up their 11th consecutive win. They down Loup City tonight by a score of 56-43. That'll wrap things up from Adams Central tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.